The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Wait a minute. Do you still think politics is boring? Well, not when you can say fun words like caucus. Yes, it's fun words like caucus and more. With the intellectual, intersexual, and intersectional, Nicole Sandler on NicoleSandler.com.
Ex-president that was indicted first in U.S. history. A lengthy list of felonies with this guy that's no mystery. Voted out but wouldn't go and started the election lie. In the process, wouldn't you know, he did some crimes that he'll deny. His people now all want to talk to purchase some immunity. Though at the time their words and acts put forth with gross impunity. That's where we're at this summer day, the aftermath of the big lie. And all that there is left to say is happy, happy 4th of July. Happy, happy 4th of July.
America, America, you've hit some stormy weather. America, America, please get your shit together.
The Supreme Court finished up their most disgusting session, undermining civil rights and re-establishing oppressions. Crossed the line of separation, legislating from the bench, appropriating tasks of Congress, reeking from their party stench. An ethics code is just not needed, trust is the Chief Justice quips, while several of the other judges take off on their luxury trips. Question about conflicts of interest, they say rules don't apply, then jet away and leave us stranded, waving happy 4th of July.
America, America, you've hit some stormy weather. America, America, please get your shit together.
Don Caron and the Parody Project. Again, America, get your shit together. Yeah, I think it's a little too late for that. We missed that boat. Yeah. Anyway, and it's now the 6th of July, but, you know, hey, we weren't on the 4th. And yesterday, I didn't have a minute to speak because, you know, Marcy Wheeler was here. And often when Marcy's here, we take up the whole hour, and we did yesterday. I'm sorry about the video. I have no idea what happened. But hey, the audio worked, so knock on wood, and we're on now. And I love it. It's already Thursday. This is how all weeks should be. So we actually started the day with good news. And aside from the fact that it was good news, watching the Fox anchors' heads explode made it even better. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? It wasn't actually Fox. It was Fox Business. And so it is the first Thursday of the new month, which means that the job numbers, the job report from the previous month are released. And so they were this morning. And Fox Business... Well, let me just play it for you, because this is like the third month in a row that the analysts' estimates were way off. And I mean way, way, way off. But we'll just, as they say in the sports world, we'll go to the videotape because it's so good. All right, here we go.
Yes. Hold on. 497. That is a... big, big, wow. Big jump above the estimate of 228K. That is That's double of what economists had predicted. Let me look, 497,000 jobs added on private payroll. Well, that's not recessionary at all. By the way, look at the economist spread here. The estimates were anywhere from 95,000 jobs added for ADP to 334,000 jobs for ADP.
And it was 497.
So the range didn't even get anywhere near the actual number that we got. But yeah, private sector jobs, Sean, 497,000, your reaction.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a testament to the strength of the U.S. economy. I would expect there'd be some revision to that number
to a line.
Huh? But, that's what's going on right now. The U.S. economy continues to sort of, move along in a very rapid pace.
Yeah. They just can't. It means the economy is doing well. Yeah. It's, get ready, Bidenomics. But they won't give it to him. And in fact, because the media does such a bang up job on telling you lies, the people are not understanding. They're believing their trusted news sources and telling you that the economy's bad and we're going into a recession. It is not. But watch out, because Jerome Powell over at the Fed is gonna raise interest rates yet again, because they, the Fed, and Powell is no Democrat, believe me, they are bound and determined to cause a recession. That's what they want. It's the only thing I could figure is it's got to be that they want the recession. I'm not an economist. I don't play one on TV or the radio. I'm just trying to understand it along with, everybody else. But my God, really? I got to tell you, there's other good news. My favorite story of the day, comes out of Wisconsin, believe it or not, where the governor, the governor is just awesome. Let me see if I can't find the, I had all the damn it. I had these quotes up. Oh, I know where it was too. Hold on. Let me find this thread. It's posted by The Recount. And hopefully it'll come up. Yeah. By the way, I'm trying to. I think it's in the last days of Twitter, because Threads is here. Ooh, hold on, I'll get to that in a minute. But so Tony Evers, I think it's pronounced Evers, not Evers, but it's one or the other, Evers or Evers, governor of Wisconsin, did the best thing. So the story in the news today says that he expanded funding. He signed a new state budget that would increase funding for public schools for the next four centuries. Not the next 4 years, the next four centuries. And if you want to know how he did it, just so clever. Apparently, in the budget that was printed, there was a reference to the 2024-25 school year. Okay? So, and I guess it would be easier if you could see it in print, but just picture it. Picture it in your mind, the graphic that says 2024-25. And what he did was he removed the 20 and the hyphen. So it just says 2425, as if that 2425 is the year that this extension goes through. Oh, it's just perfect. Hold on, let me pull this over here and see if I can't bring up this video, because it's so good that we need to celebrate it. I love a clever governor like this. He said that his use of the line item veto to increase funding for public schools for the next 400 years will, quote, provide school districts with predictable long-term increases for the foreseeable future. It's just perfect. Just absolutely perfect. Let's see, Governor Tony. Can I, here. I wonder if you can see it on here. Let's see. I'm going to bring up a short video. And I think it might be visible on here. So here's the video. Here's the audio. It goes like this. He's signing it now. Not saying anything.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. Oh, it's just a signature that shows. He's doing the old Trumpy thing. Okay. Yep. So he signed it. It is now law. Surrounded by a lot of parents and a lot of kids. That is way cool. All right, hold on. I gotta take this off. Go away. So I think I do have him saying something about it. Let's see if I can find, if there's a, here you go. Here's his little announcement to go with the signing. Here we go, Gov.
We know that we will still have a lot of work to do and ensure that state investments can keep up with inflation. So I have also used my broad veto authority to provide school districts with predictable long-term increases for the foreseeable future.
He's such a like an unassuming looking guy. All right, we heard that already. That's awesome. I love the creativity. See, what Governor Evers did there is a direct the opposite of what, I hate to call him the governor, the guy who is destroying the state of Florida is doing. So by now, you've heard about his latest ad. But I'll tell you something. DeSantis, whose campaign is having a few troubles. They're going through a few things. Anyway, he has released very questionable ads since the start of his campaign. And so I want to play for you his newest one. And just when you think he can't get any worse, he can't go any lower. Ron DeSantis, I don't know who tells him this is a good strategy. I really don't get it. But he released this ad. Now, for those of you just listening to the audio stream and not seeing the video, just know it's filled with just a lot of images of men, manly men, psychotic men, gay men, possibly. Where necessary, I'll jump in and sort of tell you what's on the screen, if I even can. Most of it is indescribable. And basically, the gist of this video that DeSantis released was to say, ooh, those gays, those drag queens, those trans people, the LGBTQers are, I don't know, they're like Disney? They're woke? Whatever. You know how his mind doesn't work. So just know that it came from him. And it is a vile, disgusting ad basically saying, Trump embrace the gays, but not me. I don't.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens.
If Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses.
That is correct.
In the future, can transgender women compete in Miss Universe?
Yes.
Make America great.
Psych!
No, and then it's got the lightning strikes coming out of DeSantis' eyes, and now it's showing him macho and little news clips. He signs anti-trans legislation, a wave of laws targeting trans people.
I cannot think of anything more horrifying.
It really has shut down drag.
Just produced some of the harshest, most draconian laws that literally threaten trans existence.
Congratulations, Ron DeSantis. Mission accomplished. You win.
And that was Jake Huger. And now it's a bunch of pictures of Ron DeSantis interspersed with Macho Man in his Top Gov ad. And now him as a vampire or something. Okay, that was it. It was weird. It was creepy. But it is not the creepiest thing DeSantis has ever put out. Oh, no. That There are so many of them. It could be like the first thing we ever saw of DeSantis when they did their, they're so about indoctrinating children. Well, Ron DeSantis, in his very first TV ad when he first ran for governor, decided to exploit his children and what? Indoctrinate them. This one, watch out. If you just ate, view it sparingly because it may bring up some, vomit.
Everyone knows my husband, Ron DeSantis, is endorsed by President Trump, but he's also an amazing dad. Ugh. Ron loves playing with the kids.
And there's build the wall.
Kids playing
he
with
reads
blocks.
Stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, ugh, you're fired.
Reading his book.
I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
Oh, please.
People say Ron's all Trump, but he is so much more.
Big league. Ugh. So good.
Okay, so disgusting. So that is Ron DeSantis. So now, Trump got him to be governor. So now he doesn't need him anymore. So now he's going after him. And yes, the answer to Chris in the chat room was, yes, that was real, the homophobic thing. But, this is the same guy who released this. I kid you not, released this as an ad, a web ad, I guess, because it's almost 2 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you. But, there's not that big a difference between DeSantis and Trump that either one would liken themselves to Jesus. But guess what? They both do.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector.
Oh, please.
So God made a fighter.
No!
God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, kiss his family goodbye, travel thousands of miles for no other reason than to serve people, to save their jobs, their livelihoods, their liberty, their happiness.
Okay, you've seen enough. So the thing goes on for like two minutes, almost 2 minutes. And it turns out it was a ripoff of an old ad for Ram Trucks that was voiced by Paul Harvey. Ron DeSantis is not only creepy and weird and completely messed up, he's also a plagiarist. So, there's all those things. Yes? The one with Casey, I don't think I downloaded it. Yeah, there was because I ran that not too long ago. And Casey... So, Mrs. DeSantis, who fancies herself another Jackie O, don't you know? In fact, Ron even said, if she was a Democrat, she'd be on the cover of all the fashion magazines. Hey, Ron? No, she wouldn't. Just saying. Anyway, they did an ad. I guess Casey said she had breast cancer. I don't believe anything these people say. So, if she did, I'm sorry for her, but I think it's all
bullshit,
because everything that they say is
bullshit.
Right. So anyway, they released an ad where and the thing is, DeSantis was out of public view for a couple of weeks. And the word was that he got COVID. Right. But nobody could prove anything. And then they released this ad and it's Casey's crying. Oh, I have the best husband. You wouldn't believe it. I have breast cancer. And when I was undergoing chemotherapy, he actually took care of our children. Yeah, that's what a husband is supposed to do. You're telling me something that he did that was heroic and out of the ordinary? Oh, please. Yeah. So this, and is it any wonder now that this guy is struggling? I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. However, I did just share some good news with you about the economy, but the media won't give this administration credit for that. Just saying. Oh, I need to correct one thing from yesterday. Marcy Wheeler was here, and in case if you didn't hear the show, well, go back and listen to it. And I say listen because the video got screwed up. But listen, because Marcy brought it as she always does. But at one point, I was talking about how, you know, we were talking about Hunter Biden. And look, the guy had a, you know, had a troubled past. Apparently, he's sober now. Apparently, he's really working hard to get his shit together and do the right thing. I think it's great that Joe Biden has stood by his son and has been supportive of him and his recovery, right? But, you know, what I mentioned yesterday was it's always, look, you had Jared and Ivanka working in the White House pulling scams. Jared, where'd the $2 billion come from? How do you own that building now at 666 Fifth Avenue that you even got the address changed on it somehow? Where'd that money come from, Jared? You know, there's so much to investigate about the Trump spawn and their talons in the T-A-L-O-N-S, not talents, in the White House, and how they, you know, Ivanka all of a sudden got all these Chinese patents right after Daddy took office. Isn't it interesting how that works? But all this is all the Republicans talk about is, you know, Hunter never worked in the White House. Hunter had no role in his father's campaign or his public life. It's his son, unlike the Trump spawn. But again, if it's okay if you're a Republican, is how it goes. And yesterday I said, it's like, oh God, what was his name? I'm saying Billy. It was Clinton, right? Billy Beer? No, it was Carter. It was Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter's brother's name was Billy. This is old age, ladies and gentlemen. It was Billy Carter who had Billy Beer. And Billy Carter, I guess, was a bit of a fuck up. And the press went in on him. And they did Roger Clinton. Any Democratic president's family members, they go after. Yeah, but the Republican evil kids, like who are really ethically challenged, they're off limits. It's opposite world. But you knew that, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Opposite world. Welcome to it. All right. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to check in with Howie Klein. Tomorrow, Driftglass is going to be here. Now, I've been telling you also about my adventures with ketamine as I, you know, try to kick this ugly depression once and for all. And I'll have an update for you tomorrow, because tomorrow morning I have another session. And actually, I'm not doing the nose spray anymore. I'm getting the real deal, getting the ketamine infusion. I've had one so far. I had it on Monday, and it was awesome. In fact, I brought a tape recorder with me because it's after the fact. It's hard to remember what went on, and it's even harder to explain like what it was. And I thought maybe if I have a tape recorder going while I'm in mid-journey, I can narrate it a little bit and talk about it. Well, I should have pulled the audio. Maybe I'll pull it for tomorrow. What I said a lot of times during the during the session, the infusion, was, wow, wow, holy shit, wow, wow. There was a lot of wows and a lot of deep breaths. And oh my God, David said it sounded like I was masturbating. I wasn't, promise. But I guess he would know. But yeah, so tomorrow I go in for my second full infusion, and I'll give you a more full report. And I'm going to have an interview with in the coming days or weeks with some people to give you the scientific stuff behind the therapy. But yeah, I do seem like I'm doing better, don't I? But I'll tell you something. It's not only it's the ketamine, but I'm also still doing therapy, and I'm working with a therapist from BetterHelp. I've told you about BetterHelp before. Let me tell you about it again. Hey, it's Nicole Sandler. I suffer from depression. It's been an ongoing battle with me since adolescence. So when I was presented with the idea of BetterHelp coming aboard as the sponsor of the show, I was thrilled. I've always been open about my struggles with depression because I know that so many others are suffering in silence. Well, there's no need to be silent. There's nothing wrong with getting help. And now that help is more readily available. BetterHelp makes the process of getting help easy. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Do yourself a favor and visit BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler. You'll fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Nicole Sandler today. That way they know I sent you. And you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nicole Sandler. And I have my next session with my therapist tomorrow morning. Before I go in for the infusion, she'll help me set an intention, because that's what you need to do. So more on that tomorrow. The other thing, I'm not the only one who's happier. Jackson's happier too. Well, now that the 4th of July is over, because the 4th of July sucks when there's a kid, when there's an animal in the house. I got to tell you, this is just, I hate the 4th of July because Jackson hates it so much. However, he's happier around mealtime. I remember when he was a puppy and it would be dinner time. Do you remember You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown? There's a song that goes, supper time. Yes, it's supper time. Well, that's like Jackson. He would do the spinning thing. He does it again with a nom nom. Nom nom is food. It's fresh food with proteins and vegetables. Beef, chicken, pork, peas, carrots, kale, spinach, potatoes, and a whole lot more. It has all the vitamins and nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And it's really fresh. With Nom Nom, you actually see what your dog is eating. You tell them about your dog. You go to the website, and let me give you a special website to go to so that they'll know I sent you. And you'll get 50% off of your first order, should you care to do it. You go to trynom.com/sentbynicole. trynom.com/sentbynicole. And you'll answer a little questionnaire about your dog, the age, the breed, weight, allergies, protein preferences, and they tailor a specific amount of individually packaged Nom Nom meals and then send it right to you. All in dry ice, so it stays fresh, and your dog will love you for it. You store it in the freezer or the refrigerator until it's mealtime. They give you the specific instructions on how to, you know, wean your dog off the current food or mix it together to stretch it out, make it last a little longer. Because I'll be honest, it's not cheap, but it gives your dog the best. So isn't it time to feel good about the food you're feeding your dog? Order Nom Nom today. Go to trynom.com/sentbynicole and you'll get 50% off your first order and free shipping. Okay, well, it's just about that time. So, and by the way, if you have a BlendJet, you can still get your 12% off and free 2-day shipping if you go to blendjet.com/feedme12. And that's my special site, blendjet.com/feedme12. And what, you know, I talk about the smoothies all the time, but you can use your BlendJet to make the perfect Dirty Debbie. Whose turn is it today? I'd like a double, please.
Are you a multinational corporation hungry for a treat? Well, come on down to Schmucky Chucky's, where you'll personally be seated by Chuck Schumer himself.
So many dishes, and they're all fresh.
You're going to love our Blue Dog special, the Dino Burger, because we say so.
A good hamburger and French fries.
And every burger comes with a side order of
grits. I love grits. I love anything with corn. It's corn.
All for only $50,000. Wash it all down with a Dirty Debbie.
9/10 water, 1/10 orange juice. After a week or two, you drink this, it's 200 calories and it's acidic.
And wipe your mouth with a tissue print of Glass Eagle. For dessert, try our DNC tarts.
Little cookies, tell the quality of that.
Most restaurants give you a mint, but at Schmucky Chucky's, you get complimentary
Sweet Hello.
Who picks up the tab for all this? Find out now with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh.
Are you?
Why do I have I see. Hold on 1 second, Howie. I still have audio coming from.
It's available.
No, I have all kinds of stuff coming on your pot. Hold on, because I gotta stop that. Okay, now I can hear you. Hi, Howie.
Hi. I couldn't hear the introduction, you know, just a little bit of it, so I was worried that maybe something wasn't working.
But no, it's all working. I just have you coming up on a different screen than I usually do, so that's why it, yeah.
I was so excited. I just found out that the House Freedom Caucus booted Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes, they did. She was ejected from the House Freedom Caucus, apparently because she's been too chummy with Kevin McCarthy, and she called Lauren Boebert a little bitch.
Yep, and more than that, she actually threatened to beat her up.
Oh, did she? Actually,
and the problem with that is that Lauren Boebert, well, they both carry guns, but there was literal fear on the House floor that people were going to get caught in a crossfire between the two of them shooting at each other.
Oh my God. Wow, that would have been something to see. And I wonder, look, they used to have magnetometers in the House, and the Republicans had them taken away because they want to be able to take their guns onto the floor, right?
And they do bring their guns on the floor, especially those two women.
Oh, my God. That's frightening. That is frightening. I'd be scared.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to admit, if the two of them shot each other, I would be, celebrating.
Right. No, I'd just be scared of the innocent bystanders. I hope they'd all be smart enough just to get out of the line of fire and let them have at it. Let them go for each other. Yeah. So that was interesting news today. Joe Biden took a dig at her, talking about, that some of these infrastructure projects are going to be right in her district, and I guess warned her about, against taking credit for things that she voted against.
Yeah. Good to see her go.
Yes. it would be nice to see her go. Anyway, there was good economic news again today.
Yes. And good news in Florida today.
And good news in Florida. The good news in Florida is that Ron DeSantis is tanking.
Well, that's always good news. Every day he takes a little bit more. Soon Ramaswamy is going to catch up to him. But I don't know that this is good news. It's just that I spent a lot of time investigating it.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this local house rep called Fabian Basabe in Miami Beach?
No, I have not.
So Fabian Basabe. Was a rich spoiled kid. Well, he's not a kid anymore. He's 45. But when he was a kid, he was this rich spoiled kid who was always getting in trouble. And he was a reality TV show guy. And he's a closet case as well. He's just very, very, very rich and a real sleazy kind of character. And he decided he's a Republican. He said he's a fiscal conservative and a social liberal. And he ran for the House, and he basically bought the seat in the Democratic district because Democrats are idiots, even in Florida. And so now he's a freshman member of the state legislature, of course, voting with DeSantis against choice and against gays.
Uh-huh.
Twice. And so two of his staffers just turned him in for molesting them.
Oh my God!
I shouldn't say molesting them, trying to molest them, or touching them inappropriately. I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Well, but you know what?
I guess the word is touching them inappropriately.
If he touched them inappropriately, he molested them.
I agree.
Yeah. Wow.
So so now there's going to be a lawsuit over that. So you can just there was a lot. That's the basic story, what I just said. But there's a lot more to who he is and what he's been about his whole life. And that's, I spent like hours today researching it. I just got sort of caught up into the drama.
Well,
which has been going on for decades.
Of course.
In other words, this just happened in the last couple of months, but his whole story has unfolded over the course of years. So I was going back and reading old stories that are written in 2000 when he was just a kid,
right.
And he was the same kind of person. And he's just like very, very, very much like Trump, amazingly like Trump.
Right. And today there's video circulating of Trump talking about being so pro-choice, like back when he was a Democrat. I don't know what the context is, why somebody put that out. Well, I know why they put it out, but that's making the rounds tonight.
putting it out, just like he put out the Trump was very pro-gay thing.
Well, I played that little video at the top of the show. How creepy is that? DeSantis is he's a sociopath.
There is a TV show that's running now. It's a movie on Netflix that's really worth watching. It's called El Dorado.
Okay.
And the subtitle is, I think, El Dorado, Everything the Nazis Hate.
Oh, I
and,
heard
and
about that.
It takes place in Germany in the late 1920s and early 1930s. Right. And it's really interesting because it is the story of Ron DeSantis. And it was like just the way they targeted the LGBTQ community in Berlin and the same ways they did it and the same reasons they did it. It's so incredibly similar to what DeSantis has been doing in Florida and what he's trying to do nationally now. That it was scary how similar it was.
Wow. No, I'll have to watch that.
You know, good movie anyway to watch. Okay. You know, I don't know, hour and a half movie, something like that.
Cool.
And quite, I mean, it's a documentary, but really good documentary.
Good. Oh, I'm always looking for good things to watch because it's what we do at night. We sit here and, you know, watch the tube. So speaking of DeSantis, I know you saw each day I put together like a show card or graphic to go with each day's show. And today, I know because you retweeted it, I used a couple of images that I pulled off of downwithtyranny.com. One of them is by your brilliant artist, Nancy Ohanian. One of them I pulled off of there with Trump on the trumpet with the elephant. But the other graphic was from a post you put up yesterday.
I'm going to bet that it's DeSantis with a sort of a pot belly.
Yes, without his shirt, with his like this, and the chat room
that's
is very.
That's our art director, Bill. He's incredible as well. He and Nancy are both so amazing.
They really are. Well, the chat room is a little upset with you because now they can't unsee that picture.
There's going to be so many more pictures of DeSantis that they won't want to see. It'll be amazing. In fact, I just got one in. I'm sorry. The one I just got in just now is of Ron Hawley.
Josh Hawley.
Thank you. The senator from Missouri. And my art director just sent me one that he just completed. He works on these things sometimes for days to get them just right, to get the shadowing right and and the images of where he puts a head onto a neck and stuff like that. So he's been working on this for a few days now, and he just sent it to me a few minutes ago. And it's so good, I might have to write a post just to use it.
Well, and you have one, don't you? Because Josh Hawley stepped in it again. And in fact, it gave you a good reason to tweet out something about Lucas Kuntz, who should be taking the seat that Josh Hawley now occupies in the Senate as of 2025. And what was he? What did he do? Hawley this time said.
He used it. Are you going to play it on? Are you going to play a tape?
No, I don't have it. I don't think.
Oh, okay. He attributed a quote by some neo-Nazi to Patrick Henry,
not McHenry. McHenry's in Congress now. Patrick Henry was one of the early guys.
Right. The neo-Nazi was Patrick McHenry, probably.
But he misappropriated a quote from history. He was called on it, and yet he didn't take the tweet down. Right.
Right. It's been 2 days now. He's been called on it obviously all over social media.
Right. Oh, here it is.
Even
I found
it. The biggest newspaper, or I don't know if it's the biggest or the second biggest newspaper in his district, in Kansas City. Said that it's a made-up quote.
Right. Here's the quote. Here's his tweet. Josh Hawley tweeted, and it says, Patrick Henry, colon, quote, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, peoples of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here, end quote. Well, there's a little note on the tweet that says, readers added context they thought people might want to know, and it says, Patrick Henry never said that. This is a line from a 1956 piece in the Virginian that was about Patrick Henry, not by him. And then you retweeted it. And you said, had a quote from the Kansas City Star that says the quote is false, made up. And then you wrote, notice, Hawley still hasn't removed his tweet. Please consider helping Lucas Kuntz replace him in the Senate. So there's your post.
Right. Well, there's so much. There's something from Hawley almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you are also aware that it was Hawley's wife who made up that whole story about the gay website that that the Supreme Court ruled on.
That I knew she was involved somehow, but I didn't realize that was it.
She was the one.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You know,
real bad character. They're both very, very bad characters. They're perfect for each other.
It's astounding. You know, I realized I've been gaining greater clarity in recent days. And here, as disgusted as I am with the way things are going in this country, I realize it's not Trump and DeSantis that's got me. It's the fact that Trump's approval numbers are going up. His polls are getting better. I wonder what the fuck is wrong with the people in this country that they're backing a felon, convicted felon in some cases, somebody who's got felony charges against him with more coming, a guy who's been proven to lie about every fucking thing, and yet more people
they don't
are
that way. They, to them, it's all fake news.
Oh, right.
Everything that you just said, in their minds, is fake news.
Right. Well, that's because they have a big, huge portion of the media lying to them and pushing the fake news that they say we're pushing. That's what I call opposite world. You know that, right? That's all opposite world. It's you know, but so many people buying into it, it's frightening.
Amen.
Yeah. So,
the country is so polarized that I don't see any real hope to get out of it. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, something has to happen, but it's we're in a very precarious situation now.
Right. By the way, David just corrected me. He said he's not yet a convicted felon, though he was found liable for rape, but it wasn't a criminal conviction. So he was found liable of a felony. I guess if we're getting down to semantics here. You know, we try to be accurate. So there's that. But I'm looking at the numbers. And somebody pointed out that DeSantis raised $20 million in his first 60 days of his campaign. And I just noticed someone else pointed out that back in the last cycle, Bernie Sanders raised $18.5 million in his first 60 days. But you notice they don't tell you, they don't say that. So,
right. Well, hopefully they also pointed out that Trump raised, in the same time that DeSantis raised the 20, Trump raised 35.
Yes, they did. And that's kind of scary as well. I feel sorry for these people who are giving them money because they are being scammed. You know, I pride myself on being able to spot a scam, and I caught one the other day. You know, we're still getting ready to move, and so I listed some stuff to sell on Facebook. I have these two beautiful mirrors, and so some guy contacted me, and he's like, "Oh, I'm interested in the mirrors. My wife loves them; they look great. What would you do for both of them?" And I gave him a good price. And he said, "Okay, I can do that. My ATM card though isn't working. Do you do any Cash Apps or anything?" I'm like, "Sure." And so I said, "We can do Venmo." And he said, "Okay." And then I get an email, ostensibly from Venmo, but it's not from Venmo. If Venmo is going to email you, it will be from an email address that's at Venmo.com. This was This was a Gmail address. It was like VenmoPayments@gmail.com. It's like, yeah, right. This is legit. And it's telling me.
I love when they do it, you know, VenmoPayments@, Hotmail.com.
Right.
That's always my favorite.
Yeah, but it's still, it's Gmail. It's the same thing. It just sounds less legit. But come on, if it's a Gmail thing, anybody can open a Gmail account. And so, and I got two different emails telling me, well, your account is not a business account and there's a limit on how much you can get. So what the purchaser needs to I was going to get $200 for these two mirrors. So the purchaser needs to deposit an additional $300 and then you'll just refund him the $200. I'm like, you must think I'm really stupid. Guess what, buddy? I'm not. But, you know, and I blocked him and I reported him to Venmo and they're like, thank you for reporting this. It was obviously a scam, blah, blah. But I realized how many people get taken in by shit like that.
I wonder about that. I wonder how many actually do.
I think a lot of people do. I had one. I had one that was that cloned somebody's Facebook account once and was direct messaging me as somebody that I knew, telling me that they did this thing and they wound up getting all this cash in the mail that was delivered to her door. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. This is a scam. Well, what I realized later is I was talking to the scammer, telling this person, you're being scammed. She was scammed, by the way. She's out thousands of dollars. But they clone accounts. I mean, they're getting very, very really good at it. And it's, yep. You know, you have to second guess everything.
To me, with one of my college roommates, you know, all of a sudden he's talking to me over Facebook and it seems like it's him, except it didn't make any sense. I mean, you know, it was somebody impersonating him, but yep. Not doing a very good job at it.
Right. Well, one time I saw John Fugelsang had posted something about, I came across I've got a few MacBook Pros that are, and they were tricked out. And he said, for $600 each. And I'm like, this is not John Fugelsang. And so I texted him. I texted his phone. I didn't write him on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it was. I texted him to his phone. I said, I think you were hacked. And he's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. They locked me out of my account. You're the first person who told me. And it took him, luckily, he was able to get out of it. It only took a few days. But it was a few days.
Oy.
Yeah. People
horrible.
Suck. I don't know what's up with people, but they really, really suck. So anyway, but once in a while, somebody, you know, bends the rules and does things that make me smile. You heard about what Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers did?
Yeah, he did two things. One kind of funny and the other kind of really horrible.
Oh, shit. I didn't hear about the horrible. What I saw him...
signed the Republican... He, instead of vetoing it, which all the Democrats were counting on him doing, he signed the Republican budget, which is...
Oh, well, he signed the budget after he increased school funding for 400 years.
Exactly.
I didn't know about that. He should have vetoed the whole budget. He did this, and this is going to be challenged in court, obviously, because what he did was he took out the 2-0 from 2024 and the hyphen between 24 and 25, and he extended the increased funding until the year 24-25.
I know.
I love it. But
that was just a little way of saying, you know, look what a dick I am, but I did something good.
I see. Okay. Hey, Howie, I want to talk to you about this. We are obviously in election year, and Blue America is you know, doing their thing and, you know, finding and helping raise money for great progressive candidates. And people should get there, should go to the Blue America page, go downwithtyranny.com/blue-america-pack, and you'll get there. But you have a post up, and it talks about the calendar, the Senate calendar, this time around is not very good for the Democrats. It's Democrats defending a lot of seats that they won in Republican states. But there's you're writing about that the 2024 map favors Republicans, but that abortion could be the thing that turns it around, like the reason that Democrats, you know, didn't get slaughtered in the midterms that just passed. And it's all going to come down to Republican suburban women. And then you have Lindsey Graham out there pushing a national 15-week abortion ban. Lindsey Graham has never been fully there, but has he lost what was there to begin with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's very, very confused, very mixed up. I mean, I'm sure you have spoken with the audience before about how he got booed when he went on in front of Trump, right?
Yeah, I didn't because I haven't had time. I you know, I haven't been on the air. But a rally with Trump in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, his own state.
And they booed him.
And he is really, really booed. I mean, not a little bit of booing, but a lot of booing sustained. And as long as he talked, he was an opening act for Trump. And as long as he talked, he was booed. And then when Trump came on later and said, you know, I'm going to have to work on you people for Lindsey, they booed Trump. And Trump tried twice
and they booed two more times, so three times altogether, and they booed Trump each time. And finally, Trump figured, hey, fuck this. And he just said, you know, I keep him around because he brings me liberal votes. You know, just totally threw him under the bus.
Yeah, he was like, you know, saying, yeah, I get it. You know, everyone makes mistakes once in a while. Some of us make more mistakes than others. And he kept, like, twisting the knife. And yet, yeah. And Lindsay starts crying on TV. You got to give Trump money?
Sick.
Yeah.
Lindsay is sick. I'm assuming, I don't know this for sure, but I'm assuming that Trump has promised him a cabinet position if he's elected again. Lindsay knows he can't run again for Congress. He'd have no chance to win. People in South Carolina don't like him anymore at all.
Right.
So you know, either he has to retire or Trump gives him a cabinet.
But doesn't he still have like 4 years? Wasn't he just reelected?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But he just won't be able to run again.
Yeah.
Anything. I mean, he's not welcome that much in the state. He was never all that popular to begin with. You know, he was popular when he helped to impeach Bill Clinton, and it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah, no, and he's shown he's got no conviction. He's got no backbone, and just the way he's just you know, whored himself out to Trump is really disgusting. I mean, again, I go back to the night of January 6th when they came back in and he's like, I'm done. I've had it. I've had enough. I'm over. And it's like, okay, what happened to that guy? I mean, for a moment there, I thought this nightmare may finally be over because they're finally admitting that the emperor has no clothes. And then the next day they went, what do you mean he has no clothes? Of course he has clothes. He's got a beautiful cape.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's not like this was like the first thing that Lindsay discovered. I'm sure you've seen and recall how during the time when Lindsay was running against Trump for president, he was saying, you know, he was one of the most anti-Trump war candidates.
I think he said things like he is a, you know, he is the worst of the worst of the worst. I probably have a clip here somewhere.
I thought you were looking for it while I was talking. Yes, he is the worst. Lindsey Graham thought that Trump was worse. I mean, Lindsey Graham was harsher on Trump than Chris Christie is now. And Chris Christie is getting all these, you know, kudos from the media as being the guy who's, you know, telling it like it is on Trump. He's not coming anywhere close to the way Lindsey Graham denounced him.
Right. No, that's true. And Chris Christie is being somewhat brutal. You know, I say let him go. I got to wonder about Chris Christie because he's got to realize he has no shot at all of the nomination. And yet he's still doing this. Could it be that that there, he has a good reason, or it's just bitterness?
I think that none of these egomaniac politicians ever think they have no shot. We think he has no shot. He may even say he realizes he has no shot, but down deep, he thinks he does. And you know, remember, if they somehow manage to trip up Trump and he starts to politically disintegrate, or he goes to jail, mm-hmm. or something makes it, or he dies. If something takes him out of the equation, well, that's a whole new ball game. You know, the conventional wisdom would be, well, DeSantis has got it then, but he doesn't.
No.
DeSantis is, if you look at his trajectory, it's been straight down.
Yeah, he's
not
cratering.
Flat down.
And you know what?
Every time people get to know him, you know, as voters get to know who he is outside of Florida, they like him less and less.
That's right.
So sure, and someone like Christie, I mean, he's illusionary because people hate him, yep. But he thinks that he would have a shot if Trump and
DeSantis implode or shoot each other.
Both right. out.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, if you wonder what Lindsey Graham really thought of Donald Trump, here you go.
Trump is a fucking idiot.
That's all you need. Did you hear that?
Although there was so much good stuff
I know,
that he had said about him.
Trump.
I mean, and about his voters. I mean, it's just great. And these people remember. I mean, when Lindsey got booed, they were some of them remember what he said about Trump, and some of them remember what Trump said about him.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump was on Fox denouncing Lindsey Graham. So, you know, he gets up and people, you know, are confused. They don't know what to do. He's, an opening act for Trump on this carnival, and yet you know, they finally, a few people started booing, then they all started booing.
Yes, it was amazing. I loved it. But yeah, that boils it down. Trump is a fucking idiot. One last thing before we wrap up for today, Howie Klein, is Twitter has been rapidly just biting it. It's just not
They're
working.
On the same trajectory as DeSantis.
DeSantis and Twitter are going down together. Have you gotten on Threads yet?
Kind of. I signed up, but I don't know how to work it. You know, I'm on there. I'm following people. I've got followers, but I don't know how to use it. I mean, it's on my.
It has
I don't
to
do
be
stuff on,
your phone.
On my phone. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Can you use it on a?
Not yet. So here's the thing. They just launched it today, right? And it has very limited functionality so far. You will be able. There will be a desktop app, but there isn't one yet. I hope there's like a tweet deck kind of thing, which is what Digby said as well. There's no direct messages yet. There's, you know, there's all kinds of things that aren't working yet, but it's all coming. And so far, so good. They've had over 30 million signups in the first day so far.
That's good. Well, people are looking for anything that's not Twitter.
Right.
I mean, you know, just like when I ordered a Tesla, and I thought, and after I ordered it, I figured out who Elon Musk was and canceled.
Oh, good for you. So you still have your Prius?
Oh, yes.
Who needs a Tesla?
My 20-year-old Prius.
Your 20-year-old Prius. You have one of the original Priuses, and it's still going, right?
Yep. Barely, but yes.
I'm glad you didn't get the Tesla, too. My neighborhood is filled with them. They're everywhere.
Mine too. I live in Teslaville.
Yeah, well, so do I. Someone needs to come up with a, you know, there are other electric cars that I hear are better than the Teslas.
They don't blow up?
They don't blow up. Or at least not that I've heard so far.
Right.
Anyway.
So, and I also understand that in China, they've got a new one. I was hearing this on the radio the other day, that they've got a new, much better and less expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, bring them over. The prices will be coming down. Like, remember when they first came out with the flat screen TVs? They were so ridiculously expensive. And now, you know, you can get one for as little as you want to pay. So, not that that'll happen with cars, but the prices will come down.
Oh, you brought up that we find candidates. I just wanted to bring up someone who hopefully we'll have on the show at some point.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of getting to know him, but he's really impressive. He's the director of the Delaware Housing Authority, and his name is Eugene Young. And he's a young guy, but you know, really, really great. And in my whole life, I don't remember Delaware ever having a progressive in Congress, not a senator and not a member of the House.
Huh.
They have always... Some have been Republicans, some have been Democrats. They've all been very, very corporate-oriented and very, very conservative. Every single one of them. We've never had one decent member of Congress. This guy, if he wins, wow, he is it. He
okay.
is it.
Well, good. Let's get him on. And well, you know, we're still over a year away.
He's running. We're still in the, you know, let's draft Eugene kind of thing. Like, I wrote a thing, like, you know, about drafting him, and a mutual friend of ours called me and said, would you like to meet him? I said, absolutely. So, you know, and he just called to say that, you know, thank you. And he hasn't decided 100% yet what he's going to do, although I think he has.
Okay, good. Well, let's get that going. And, you know, we say it every time, but this is it. This is the most important election. If somehow the Republicans win, we're done. So I know we say it every time, but it's true every time.
In the opposite world, they say the same thing. If the Democrats win, it's all over.
I know. But they lie.
They say we do.
I know. That's opposite world. It's a scary place, actually.
Everything you thought you knew, you never knew it all. Sideways is straight ahead. Facts no longer matter. Reality is now fiction. There's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, opposite world.
All right. Off to opposite world for me. Howie Klein, I'll see you next week.
Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. Howie Klein, find him at downwithtyranny.com. Again, when you're there, go to the Blue America page and check out the endorsed candidates that they've already identified. There are more coming because the election's still over a year away. But Blue America, again, is Howie, Digby, John Amato. And they find great progressive candidates, and every dollar that they raise goes to support those candidates. Nothing goes in their pockets like most of these PACs. They pay the principals, not Blue America. All the money goes to support the candidates that we really need to see get elected, that we need to help get elected. Okay, with that, we're done. Tomorrow's Friday. Remember, I'm going in for a full-on ketamine infusion in the morning. Yes, I am. And Drift Glass will be on with me tomorrow afternoon, because if ever you want to talk to someone when you're coming down off a trip, it's Drift Glass. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for caring and being involved, because it's up to us. All right. Mañana.